So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Marley was dead to begin with.
Happy end of the year, everybody.
Thank God.
Thank.
Well, wait.
Gord.
This isn't quite the end of the year episode, right? Because we're actually going to do one of those. This is the Happy Holidays episode.
This is the holidays episode. We love the holidays. We don't know what to say about the holidays, especially this year.
Yeah,
so we
dude.
Thought, you know what? I have a bajillion fucking emails about gift guides in my inbox. Maybe we should do a special Smell You Later gift guide.
Again, a good idea, so you know it came from Sable. I was like, let's talk about our favorite holiday smells.
Let's do both.
We're going to do both. But I guess we've already kind of talked about how I feel about the holidays personally.
How do you feel about the holidays personally?
I don't know. I don't know anymore. After this year, I'm so terrified of doing anything.
Really?
Thanksgiving is canceled. The holiday is at the end of the year.
But
most
likely. Okay, like pre-pandemic.
Oh.
How do you feel about the holidays?
I hated them growing up. I like them now that I'm an adult.
I'm the opposite.
Really?
I love them as a kid.
Yeah.
And I don't really like them as an adult. They make me feel like strangely kind of lonely. Even though like I'm no less lonely than I ever was. It just for some reason, it's like a weird FOMO.
You're extremely popular and you live close to your family.
No, my family's like steady. Like they're great. They're always around. And I'm glad that I can see them just by the quick, just a quick hour and a half train to another train to a bus to get to Flushing, Queens from North Brooklyn, or a $20 Uber, which is fine too. No, they're great. I think because I always had this idea as an adult, and so many people I know, they have their SOs and their partners. And for some reason, the holidays, more so than any other love-based holiday, mm-hmm. is focused on like togetherness. Who are you together with? Gather everyone around. And I'm like, I have four friends and they live in my phone.
This week finally was the first time this year that I started feeling very like festive.
You know what? Me too. I don't know why this year is different, but I'm just like, I think because this year is such a fuck it year, yeah. I'm just like, fuck it. Fuck feeling stupid for the holidays. I'm going to make the best of it.
I've been listening to Ariana Grande's Christmas album since mid-October.
But I know you have. What's your favorite track?
Oh my God. Well, Sable, I love the song called True Love because it's horny. And basically not a holiday song at all, but I also love Winter Things. It's the track that closes it out. It's actually a very good like little bop. She also has two Christmas EPs. And on the first one, there's a song called Snow in California, which is also very good. So you should all go check those out. Stream Christmas and Chill.
It's called Christmas and Chill.
Her second one is called Christmas and Chill. Yeah.
That's brilliant.
It's like a holiday trap album. It's good.
I love original Christmas music. Mm-hmm. I also love Christmas covers, but I do love original Christmas music.
What's your favorite Christmas cover? I think all Christmas songs are covers.
They are. Yeah. Truly, they are.
Except All I Want for Christmas is You by Living Legend, Mariah Carey. That's an original.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Can you stand it?
She and her great, great, great grandchildren can live off the royalties from that song alone.
The fact that she just sat down one day and wrote that song. I'm like, we truly do not deserve you, Mariah Carey.
Is she in Mensa? Because she should be.
Right? We should have her on the
show.
She
invented Christmas. That's her thing now.
She did invent Christmas. I'm quoted in Time magazine saying Mariah sat down and invented Christmas. And
you know what? I kind of really love the Love Actually soundtrack.
Okay. I'm with that.
That's my nouveau alt Christmas album.
My favorite movie is Sex and the City, so I have no room to throw stones at that. So I'm with that for sure.
I remember really enjoying Love Actually when it came out in like 2004, was it? Mm-hmm. I was maybe, what, 17? Very impressionable, you know, very impressionable time for Hugh Grant to come into your life that way.
Oh, God.
And then afterwards, everyone's like, this movie is shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know, but I still love
it. No, I reject that. It's a good movie. Love Actually is good. I've never seen it, but like, I know that it's good.
I think I enjoy it because it reminds me of the way I felt the first time I watched it, which is very good. So
I just love feeling festive. I love the holiday season. Oh my God. I love malls.
Malls.
Yes. At the holidays.
Have you ever worked in a mall during the holidays?
Kind of.
Then you would not.
It was an outdoor mall in LA. Okay. So it doesn't like really count. It wasn't very festive because it was
hot. That doesn't count.
Oh my God. I love walking into a mall at Christmas and just smelling that scent and seeing all the big, huge, tacky bows and shit.
I love a big bow.
Also, have you seen the Old Navy? I can't even get this out because it's so funny to me. The Old Navy commercial that stars RuPaul.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
With the pajamas.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Full psychosis. I'm obsessed with that. I'm only bringing it up because she drops Love Actually in this little rap that she does. Yeah. Someone cut her a check.
Oh, yeah. Old Navy. Hell yeah.
She is. Between Old Navy and fracking, she is just sitting on an empire.
She's raking it in.
We love it. Do you watch Drag Race?
I don't follow it, but I'll watch it if it's on.
Yeah. Okay.
So I can't keep up with
we don't need to go down this hole, but I'm just wondering. It's actually a show like you don't need to watch as long as you're on the internet because all of the good stuff comes to the top and just becomes memes. You know
it's all
mean?
On Twitter. Yeah, totally. God. You know what? I think my favorite Christmas song is Hard Candy Christmas by Dolly Parton. That's like my top Christmas song.
I also, can I tell you a secret?
Okay.
I'm going to have to edit this out. I really can't get this out. I know it's bad.
Okay.
I know it's bad and I know it's problematic, but I really love Baby It's Cold Outside.
It's cute. You know what? Wait, is that the... No, that's not the song. What's the song where she goes slip a sable under the tree?
Oh, that's Santa Baby.
Oh, that's Santa... That is also a problematic fucking song. Yeah, that's a little, Sugar Baby song.
Unless Miss Piggy is singing it.
Yeah. But I only like that song because it has my name in it.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Baby It's Cold Outside is...
I know it's bad. Okay.
It's not great. It's not the worst, but it's not great.
Do you remember when Lady Gaga did her Christmas special with the Muppets, by the way, which is like checking all of my boxes, but on the same Christmas special, she performed Baby It's Cold Outside with, randomly, for no reason at all, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
What?
They switched roles, though. So she sang the dude's verse and he sang to like, you know.
They're like, reverse the genders and it's okay. I think when it was written, you know, the gender dynamics were different.
Yeah.
And like men, they couldn't read a room.
They can't read or write.
That's true. They still can't read or write.
We have to change the subject. Okay. They're going to come for us. Sable, what do you smell like today?
Ow. I smell like Eccentric Molecules, Eccentric 05. Now, I was initially confused by this fragrance because I thought it was one. It's apparently a pair of two. There's Molecule 05 and Eccentric 05, and they're different. Molecule 05 is just the isolated molecule featured in the pair. It's Cachemiran, which sounds really fancy. Mm-hmm. It's a synthetic molecule that was invented in the 1970s, and it's a uniquely kind of piney, musky scent.
She's doing this with no notes, by the way. I just want to call that.
I also have been researching it for a story, so they're fresh in my mind. I actually didn't expect to like it as much as I do, but the perfumer, Giza Schoen, he's also the founder of the brand. He created them based on his vacation off the coast of Spain in Mallorca. And he wanted to make a beach scent that wasn't like, I'm not like all those other beach scents. So he's like, oh, this beach scent is really unique because there's a lot of evergreens, a lot of sun bleached pine woods, and these random flowers that I don't even think he named them. He's like, these random flowers I like. And oranges, like citrus. So the Eccentric 05 scent features cashmere in the molecule plus other notes to make it different. And it's as if you took a green evergreen scent, like with pine needles, and added a little bit of bergamot, some musky undertones, and on the skin, it's zesty and sweet and a little bit like green and fresh, but mostly on me, at least, because I'm wearing it. The musky dry down is so insanely good.
Nice.
It's like I'm a sexy pine tree.
Nice.
And obviously these are gender neutral or for whomever. The bottles are a little odd. I don't know. They're a bit, it kind of looks like a chip, like a SIM card.
Yeah. Can we talk to this design team?
I'm not really sure what you're doing there.
Wait, Sable, can you explain this to me? Because what? I got sent them the same time as you did for different reasons.
Uh-huh.
But we got sent different things. So there's a molecule mm-hmm. 05 and mm-hmm. a what?
A perfume 05.
A perfume 05.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of the concept.
Oh.
So it's like a pair. So one of the pair is the isolated molecule.
Yeah.
That's the one you're holding.
Okay.
And then the other of the pair is, I guess, the fragrance with other notes around it. I'm not actually positive if that's true of all of them. That's just true of this one. I think it's really interesting because I think in the fragrance world, synthetic ingredients are not, they're used all of the time. They're mm-hmm. not really called out. Also, it just makes sense because a lot of shit you can't sustainably harvest.
They should be used. There's nothing wrong with synthetics.
And I think synthetics actually last longer too as a scent. Natural notes tend to fade quicker. Mm-hmm. But I think it's interesting. The concept of the brand is that they kind of feature a synthetic and then create like a whole tableau around it. That's really cool.
I'm so confused, but I'm going to look into it.
Okay. So yeah, Tynan, what do you smell like today?
I smell like Cape Heartache by Ooh. Imaginary Authors, which sounds like a band name to me, but it's not.
Cape Heartache.
Yeah. Isn't that such a good name? Imaginary Authors is a brand that I've been orbiting for a while, and I've heard a lot of really good things about them. I know that some of our listeners like them. They hooked me up with a bunch of shit this week. I'm really grateful and excited to be working my way through it. A lot of the notes that they use, I've really never seen in a lot of scents. And what's cool about Imaginary Authors is that if you look at the fragrances on their site, their descriptions, they have the notes laid out, but then they have a synopsis. And it's basically a fictional blurb that brings the story to life. And as I say that, it sounds trite, but it's very cool in the way that it's done, because you and I talk a lot about how fragrance copy never tells you anything. Yeah. You know what I mean? And here they have all of the fragrance names are really dope. They've got the notes laid out, and then the synopsis is just like a cool way to bring it to life. They also, and this is what I didn't get until I started really perusing, they have this fictional synopsis that they tell you about the scent in, but then they also have imaginary authors that are sort of a through line through their Ooh. Whole collection. So I guess it's like kind of obvious with the name of the collection, but that wasn't something I got. Anyways, Cape Heartache, the notes are fir, pine resin, western hemlock, vanilla leaf, strawberry, old growth, and mountain fog. And I'm going to read the synopsis first really quickly, just because I think it's a good way to illustrate what the hell I'm talking about. So Cape Heartache is a lone American contribution to Philippe Savas' wildly popular series of exploration novels. It is based loosely on an expedition he made to the Pacific Northwest as a teenager in 1881 and is generally regarded as the most candid of his works. Revolving around a homestead he built in a coastal grove of old growth trees, the novel documents his romance with a young woman who was a descendant from the Nahalim Indian tribe. I'm sure I fucked that up. Its themes of leaving the familiar and finding comfort and solace in a new place still resonate today. So
that's a lot.
It's a lot. This Philippe Savas person is fictional. He is an imaginary author. Get it? I didn't. But now I do. Anyways.
That's cool. Yeah. I like the idea of like tying literature to scent.
It's cool. Yeah, I don't, but they really make it work for them. I really like the way that they do it.
It's different. It's unique.
It's cool. And it's romantic. And like every...
Yes, romantic.
Every bit of their... Every one of their synopses, I don't know, are just long enough. They're just cool enough.
Mm-hmm.
And
keep it short.
Exactly.
Keep it right. Keep it tight.
And I've been working my way through all of their scents. And I don't know, dude. They're really good. So Cape Heartache, the notes that jump out immediately are the Douglas fir, the resin, but more so the old growth and the strawberry. So like old growth, like a forest floor, mm-hmm. right? And a strawberry, like a strawberry. This is just really good. It's really earthy and musky, but this strawberry note really jumps out at you. It's really juicy and bouncy and red, but not sweet in the red berry way that you will find in a lot of fruity scents. It's just really cool. The reason I found these guys was because I've talked about that I want a scent that smells like a candle being blown out. And
is this it?
This is not it, but they have one called City on Fire. Oh. And one of the notes is a struck match. And I felt like that was really close to it. So I called it in. And I have to say, it does not disappoint. City on Fire is really smoky, but in a way that sort of isolates the smoke in a really exciting way. My mind sort of went to incense and it sort of went to leather, and all of that is part of it, but it's just a really nice smoke scent. I don't know. So yeah, that's what I smell like today. I smell great. Nice.
So we both smell like sexy pine trees.
Yeah, we do.
Cool.
I smell like a fruity pine
Twinning again.
Tree. Twinning again. Look at us.
One of us is going to have to go home and change. Just kidding.
What's your favorite holiday scent?
Holiday scents. Oof. Honestly.
Or what makes you think of holiday?
When I walk past the Christmas tree sidewalk sellers, mm-hmm. that smell of pine. I love that smell.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
That, and there's like this smell of, maybe it's like the food carts. Not the smell of the food, but the smell of burning.
Yes.
Like burnt pretzels or burnt hot dogs.
Yeah.
The exhaust or whatever, but that smell reminds me so much of going to Central Park in the winter and just walking around, watching the ice skaters, wanting to ice skate, not wanting to wait on that long ass line. So never doing it. To this day, I still never done it. And when I was a little kid, being taken to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Yeah, that smell was everywhere. And I just remember sitting on my dad's shoulders and I had this big apple shaped balloon. I think they're like street vendors sending, like, because it's the big apple. And for whatever reason, it wasn't filled with helium. It was just like inflated, but it was on like a stick on a string, like a bindle.
Oh, sure.
So I was just waving this like fat apple in the air on my dad's back. And I'm like, oh, that was a nice memory. Like that reminds me of the holidays.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
The shoppers in like Herald Square, which like now, like fuck Herald Square. I'm not going anywhere near there. Like in my adult life, I'm just like, I hate crowds, but like,
yeah.
Yeah, looking at the store windows, like the Saks Fifth Avenue, Barney's, and when they do like the really, really elaborate holiday store window displays, yeah. Like I would go there with my parents.
That's so cool.
Yeah, on Christmas Eve around like midnight.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I just, as a kid, I was like, I get to stay up so late.
Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, what's your favorite holiday smell?
I don't know. I came up with this like, this genius question. And then I realized that once again, I don't have an answer to my own question. So
such is life.
But then I was on my way here, not today, a few weeks ago. And I was stomping down the sidewalk and I passed, I don't know what it was, a like luxury grocery store. And I was,
those exist now.
Yeah. Right. We're in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I was staring at my phone. And I walked past and their automatic door slid open for me, though I was not going in. I was just close enough. And in the little foyer, they had those, you know, those crates that are like as tall as a human. I don't know if they're just big crates. And these were filled with pine cones and around the pine cones had red glitter, whatever. They were festive. And those were scented with that generic fake holiday scent. Yeah. And
that red scent.
And like, I recognized it so fast and my head just like snapped to the side just out of recognition. And I was like, oh, this is so much of what the holiday smell like to me, because I used to go to a lot of fabric stores with my mom growing up. And I guess I still do. We just live in different states now. Maybe I don't need to explain this, but if you've never been to a fabric store, which maybe some people have not, it's just like a craft store, but with much more fabric. And during the holiday, they're just packed with holiday shit.
Yes.
And, you know, fake flowers, garland, fake poinsettias, real poinsettias, whatever. And they all have this generic stale cinnamon potpourri scent.
I love that scent.
I love it. I love it so much. I didn't know that I loved it until I smelled it.
Because it's kind of gross when you're there. You're like, why are you doing this?
It's like, get this out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone's going to isolate that and drag me with it. But yeah. And so I was like, oh. And I don't know, dude, scent in memory once again.
Mm-hmm. It'll get you.
I still go to craft stores on my own.
I love craft stores.
Let me tell you something though. Like,
I'm like, do I need a pack, a wholesale pack of fucking rhinestones? No, but I'm getting them.
Literally, all I bought last time I was at a craft store, which was like 3 weeks ago.
Instagrammed it. I meant like, to ask you which where it was.
It's the Michaels in like...
In Chelsea.
No, in Gramercy.
Oh, there's one in Gramercy.
Yeah, it's the only craft store I've really ever been to in New York. And like going to a craft store in New York is such a joke. Like doing anything in New York is a joke. Like I love New York. I'm obsessed with it. I'm so
glad to know where to go, man.
Finally here, but I don't. Like,
okay, I'll take you to Fifth Avenue between 34th and 40th.
Yeah.
Tons of fabric and craft stores.
Oh, well, I mean, like, yeah.
And like jewelry supply stuff.
Close to where I live. I live basically like in the Garment District, you know?
Yeah.
So, but like, this is my rule. Anywhere like a grocery store or a craft store that's big, but has an escalator the moment you walk in, it's a no-go. It's like, this isn't how it's supposed to work.
It's like fighting in a basement. It's
exactly. It's like, what are you? What am I walking into? This is a trap. Anyway, so just, I love, my favorite holiday scent is like that just generic scent of the holidays.
That red scent.
Exactly.
I love it. It's just a mishmash of so many scents, but
I think
like,
so too, yeah.
The main vibe I get is just like abundance.
Yeah.
And like, it's just the scent of abundance. So for the holidays, I love gifting for people. I think it's really fun. Just like thinking of like really thoughtful gifts for people. One time, I know we said we wouldn't talk about ex-boyfriends, but just have to. One time I got an ex-boyfriend a PlayStation 4 for Christmas.
Oh God, you're digging your own grave.
And he said, oh, I was really hoping it would be a MacBook. Mind you, I was a freelance writer. I am a freelance writer now, but this was in the early days when I like wasn't really making that much money.
Your face is getting red as you're saying.
And like, it was the end for me.
Yeah.
I was literally like, this will end.
Oh my God.
I was very gracious about it because like, I was just so like shocked.
Yeah.
And I returned the PlayStation 4.
Shut the fuck
and
up.
I wrapped it up and I remember going to the UPS store to send it back from whence it came. And the kid who was working at the store, it was like the day after Christmas. He looked like a young kid, maybe in college. And I don't know what happened. I don't know why it was out of the box for some reason. And then I was like taping the box at the UPS store. And the kid was like, oh shit, like, did you get a PlayStation 4 for Christmas? And I was like, actually, I gave it to my boyfriend, but he didn't want it. And the look he gave me was of such utter disgust and shock and sadness. And like, it was, that actually made it all worth it. It was like seeing this kid's face when he was like, you got your boyfriend a PlayStation 4 and he asked you to return it. I think he was like, dump him.
For real.
That kid was so funny. Then like to make me feel better, he was like, I didn't really say much. I was like, yep, pretty much. Cool. So how can I do this? And he was like, you know what? If someone had given me that gift, I would have loved it. And I was like,
aww,
it was really sweet.
That's so sweet. Let's have him on the show.
Let's have him.
Where's he at?
Yeah. What's his name? I don't even know. Yeah. So after that, I was just like, Christmas is stupid. Gifts are dumb. Capitalism is a scam. And then I realized, I'm like, no, that was just not a great boyfriend. So
yeah.
Real. Yeah. Anyway, I never did get him that MacBook, but I gift big. That's what I meant to say.
Oh, yeah,
that was the crux of this whole story, was that I fucking mean it when I gift people shit.
Yeah. Gifting to me, it's like I deal in extremes. And
I love extreme gifting.
Well, it's like I either know like the perfect gift or I have no clue.
You know what? Because I think gifting for like holidays or birthdays is the perfect opportunity to show someone that you were listening the whole time.
Okay, but I'm not.
Like, okay, well, you tie in.
I mean, this is a case in point. Like, I mean,
this is when my like inner Cancerian really gets to like step up her pussy. Yeah. Basically, it's like, remember that time you said 2.5 years ago that you really
totally
it was in the fucking mental log whole time.
I just like, if I have one good idea, then it's good news for both of us.
Yeah.
So it's like you gotta run with that. I did sort of body it this year though. I got some people some dope shit.
Giving gifts is fun, but if it stresses you the fuck out,
like
as
me,
it does,
yes
as it does Tynan, we have the list for you of all unique scent related, obviously it's a fucking scent podcast, gift guide. So do you want to go? Should I go first?
How many do you have?
I have 5.
Wait, why don't I start since I have more?
Okay.
At the risk of stating the obvious, so many people have because of this podcast and because of my writing online, so many people have DM'd me that they have bought Cloud because of me. And might I say, they all love it. So the first gift I'm going to say is the Rollerball of Cloud by Ariana Grande, available at Ulta for $22. This is not sponsored. I'm just giving you the details.
So affordable. You can give like 5 people that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Cloud. You can't go wrong with it. It's the perfect fragrance. I don't know how many times I have to tell you guys. And everyone agrees with me. Everyone says that I'm right. And I love being right. Happy holidays. That's my first gift.
See, people would say that gifting somebody fragrance, unless it's something you know they like, could be tricky. But I don't think
it's a terrible idea. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, okay, it's hit or miss. It's a risk for sure, but like when it hits, it fucking hits.
Yeah.
And honestly, like everywhere has like a pretty liberal return policy, especially around the holidays. So
people don't realize that. Yeah. Listen, you can return anything to Sephora. Oh, for they sure. don't give a shit. It can be open, it can be used. I think it's 60 days. And I think Ulta's the same way. Just buy it.
Yeah. Come on.
It's fine. Also, the way I like to think about gifting in the beauty space is I think buying a really nice version of something you know that they're already using is really nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Not that buying anyone a moisturizer is like a rapturous gift.
Moisturizer can be expensive.
Exactly.
Like that one Drunk Elephant proteiny moisturizer that I love but refuse to buy because it's like $80.
Right.
If someone bought it for me, I would really like it.
You know, just hot tip, don't be spending $80 on a moisturizer. I'm sorry. Know.
That one's really good though.
Yeah.
RIP me on their press list.
I've been kicked off the press list before. Apparently you know what actually is smart? My dad will text me like once a year and he'll be like, what perfume does your mom wear? He's on this all my life.
Yeah, you know what? Ask their friend. If you don't know what perfume they like, ask their friends because they will 100% know.
And then I'll tell him and then he'll buy it for her. He'll refill it. I think that's a great idea.
That's lovely. That's the thing. Phone a friend.
Ask your gay son.
Ask your gay son. You know? If you don't have one, make one. Just wait a while. It's going to take some time.
Who wants a straight kid?
Yeah, they're boring.
Do you want kids?
I don't want kids.
Okay.
I do think I would make a pretty dope stepmom, though. So if I dated someone...
Not stepmom.
Yes. If I dated someone who had children from a previous relationship, I'd be totally cool with that.
Same. I just don't want to see them for the first 3 years.
It's a process. I mean, I don't mind the idea of having kids. I'm terrified of being pregnant. I'm so hypochondriac that I don't know if I would survive it.
Totally.
It truly terrifies me. It's like a phobia.
No, that's real.
Also, I think there's, you know, enough people on this planet that I'm like, I could adopt. If I truly wanted a protege, I could adopt.
Protege.
A protege. Yeah. But yeah, I'm totally cool with helping raise someone else's kids. I would be a really cool auntie. I like that vibe.
Yeah.
The cool auntie. I dig that.
There are no rules in your aunt.
Right?
Not that I know. I have no siblings. Can you tell?
I have a sibling, but I don't think he's having kids anytime soon. Sorry. Speaking of siblings, one of my gifts on my list I wrote for your smelly tech bro, for any smelly tech bro, you know, actually sibling or otherwise, the Pura smart device. It's basically like a Nest home device for scent. It looks like a little circle pod that you plug into an outlet and you fill it with 2 different scents, and it syncs with an app on your phone so you can schedule when it sprays, the intensity at which it sprays, and there's a little ambient light on it so you can choose like the lighting color and the intensity of the light, which is really cool. It's $44, which is surprisingly like less than I thought it would be.
Anything that has an app should be $100.
Right?
Yeah.
Pura, the device maker, they partner with so many fine fragrance brands. I'm like looking at their website. Apotec, Brooklyn Candle. I actually really like their candles. Capri Blue, Keswell Massey, Ellis Brooklyn. I also like their scents. LAFCO New York. They make very luxe candles. Nest New York. They make candles that your mom probably owns. Patty Wax. They have their own scent library. Soap and Paper Factory, Times, and Votivo. So I don't know what a lot of those are, but perhaps you or your auntie who always has big ass 3-wick candles knows. I am kind of eyeing the Ellis Brooklyn ones because I like those scents.
I don't.
And the, of course you don't. They're skin scents, that's why. And the Brooklyn Candle Co. ones because I like them. But the little scent bottles are like between like $15 and $18. It's not bad. And they last quite a long time, especially if you don't pump it up all the way to 11. Honestly, I have one of these. The brand sent it to me. And I have 2 Nest fragrances. And I have them set to the lowest setting. And they're fucking intense.
Yeah.
I think all Nest fragrances are actually quite intense.
Yep.
And these are no different. So I actually almost never turn it on.
No.
But one of the scents is birchwood pine, which is one of their holiday scents, which smells like a Christmas tree. And since I'm not getting a Christmas tree because I live in a fifth floor walk up, this will be it.
The nice thing about Nest candles is that you never have to light them because they're so strong. If you they're just take so the lid off, they God. Will emanate. And I'm yes. not being facetious for once.
No, that's absolutely right. Yeah. Yeah.
Can I ask you a dumb question?
Yes.
Brooklyn Candle Co. Is that like an actual place or is it like an idea?
It's a brand.
Right. But do they have like a brick and mortar in Brooklyn? Can we go?
I don't know if they have their own boutique, but they do sell in boutiques.
Oh, cool.
I found them in the store Beam. That's originally how I found them. And they make some really good ones.
What's this little contraption called Pure?
Pura. Pura. P-U-R-A.
This is honestly a really cool idea.
Yeah.
If you're like me, a noted candle hater, and you don't want those like reed diffusers because you're always afraid you're going to tip
gonna
them
knock
over.
Them over.
Exactly. Absolutely
once.
Not. I think this is such a good idea.
Yes. The app scheduling thing is actually kind of cool too. So like you can conserve it as much as you please.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's awesome.
It's neat.
Next on my list. I don't even know which one I want to rattle off. Oh, so as I was just talking about the fact that I hate candles, there are two on my list. This is the gift for your post-pop punk friend. Mm. It is a candle called Sanctuary by the brand Apotec. I hope to God I'm saying that right. I'm probably not.
We'll put them in the show notes.
Yes, yes. This is a collaboration with singer-songwriter Hayley Williams of Paramore fame, which I think is just very cool. Hayley Williams is an incredible artist in her own right. Paramore bangs. She has her own hair brand.
Yeah.
What is it? Dae Young.
I love the pun.
Yeah.
I love a pun.
People seem to really like it.
Yeah.
And now this candle. It is currently sold out. Don't yell at me. They have a pre-order. I have not smelled this myself. However, I want to. So that's why I'm putting this in this gift guide. I'm not fake. The little description, envelop your space in an aura of sanctuary and comfort with this blend of black peppercorn and lemon zest. Nuances of cannabis are complemented with hemp seeds and birch to calm. Undertones of crushed basil and dark patchouli round out, etc. It just sounds really good. It looks beautiful. I love Hayley Williams.
How much is it?
It's dirt cheap. Not dirt cheap. It's $28.
That's not bad.
Could be way worse.
Yeah. As far as like bougie candles go.
Exactly.
It's not bad.
And it looks like a 16 ounce. I can't find the weight, but it's not small. I love any marriage of music and scent or music and beauty, whatever.
Same.
And this is just really, I think this is cool. I think it's really exciting. We love the Kacey Musgraves Boy Smells collaboration.
Yeah.
This is like another version of the same thing that we love. I feel like a lot of our listeners would love this and may not be aware of it. That's why I'm putting it in my gift guide, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Sweet. Speaking of candles, I also have a candle gift, but it's a little bit of a DIY as well. This is perfect. I feel like this is perfect for like your either very crafty friend or perhaps like young niece or nephew you have absolutely nothing in common with and don't know what to get. The brand is called Sibling, and they sell these candle kits, and it's a bag that has the scented wax. They have a bunch of different scents. It has the wax, the wick, the little stick to keep it in place, and you have the option of buying a vessel off the site, or what I've done with them is clean out a former candle component once that's burned down and put a new candle in. And one of the scents, it's so easy to do. You just microwave the wax in the bag and you pour it into the jar with the wick and the stick. So the stick holds the wick up. That rhymed a lot. Wow. It's really easy to, it takes literally like 5 minutes. And the amount of wax you get, I've made like 2 8 to 10 ounce candles, I feel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, like the wick is pretty long. I guess I'm assuming in case you use a vessel that's kind of like a tall glass.
Sure.
So you have the option to do that. You just would probably just make one. But I have like the shorter ones. So I just cut the wick when the first one was dried and then saved it to make another one. So you can kind of get two. You can make one, give it to a friend, do it as a craft night.
I'm absolutely obsessed with your angle for this is the gift for your niece and nephew who you have nothing in common with. It's just something that you can set on fire.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe
who doesn't love fire,
a little
though?
Pyro, you know, they have a lot of lighters around. You're like, hey, you like burning shit.
Yeah.
It's $22, which is a fucking steal. And they have a bergamot and rose. I keep saying bergamot and rose scent.
Do not jump in our comment section about the way we pronounce anything. Oh, okay. It's a fragrance podcast, not an English language podcast.
I am very fragile. You will make me cry.
I can't even read.
Don't be mean. The bergamot and rose scent smells not exactly the same, but very similar to the Byredo Rose Noir or the other rose one they have. It smells very similar to that candle. And it's $20, so it's pretty fucking sweet. They have one called Summer Scent, which is nice. It's kind of beachy, kind of breezy. And they have a wintry one. It's like eucalyptus and pine. And that one smells like a Christmas tree, which is nice.
I love anything like vaguely beachy.
Yeah. Anyway, there's like 10 other scents, so go wild.
That's a really good idea, actually. Yeah. It'd be a fun like thing to do with your very small household that you are quarantining with.
Yeah.
And not seeing anyone else.
Mm-hmm. As we are.
I was going to say date night, but that's so lame. But you know what I mean? Like if...
Yeah.
I don't even know what I'm trying to say.
It could be a cute little date night. Like, I made us a candle and then you can burn the candle. Well, actually, it takes a long time for the wax to set. Well, I guess you could put it in the fridge. I don't know. Anyway, can you tell I'm really great at dating?
You've made two of them. You're probably really good at it.
Yeah.
Did you say candles? Oh, wait. I just did a candle.
Fuck. Candle.
Oh, you know what? Okay. Actually, I wanted to try to not put any fine fragrance, like body fragrance on this to make it a little more interesting. I failed, but I was like, what scents do I really love that aren't fragrances? And honestly, Harry's body wash in the scent Fig is...
Oh, that's a popular one.
It is so good. Yeah. I feel like maybe not many people know about it just because it is...
I think it started
as direct to consumer.
Yes.
And now they're at Target. Mm-hmm. So
they blew up.
You can get it.
Yeah.
It is so good. So I discovered this. I was in very northern Wisconsin and on a cabin weekend with a bunch of my idiot friends. And one of the very few things I remember from that weekend is taking a shower and not having brought body wash with me and stealing whoever's. And I reached for Harry's body wash and Fig. And it was one of those moments where I was like, what the hell is this like dumb boy body wash that smells so, so, so good? And I've been thinking about it for honestly like 2 years. I just had them send it to me. Because I was working on a gift guide.
This one.
No, not this one, but also this one. I don't know what I was waiting for. It's also like $7. It wasn't like I couldn't just like go out and buy it.
And is Harry's like, did they do that whole like vegan, cruelty free, paraben free, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Okay, great. So if that's a concern, ta-da.
If that's a concern, you need it. Anyways. I just like cannot say enough about how much I love this scent. They have a couple other
ones. I need
to
smell it now.
Oh my God. I'll call some in for you. They also have a one that's called Shiso, which smells kind of green. They have one called like...
I love Shiso.
Yeah.
Just the note in general. So I'd probably like that.
It's nice. They have one called, I think called Stone.
I want to smell like a rock.
Really, really good. I also want to smell like a rock. And I think Redwoods or something. So it's woody. Ooh. All their scents are like way, way, way better than
that. Watch out, Old Spice.
Exactly.
Like, Harry's is coming.
They're
for
coming.
You.
Oh, we should have them on the show.
Who?
Harry's.
Okay. I thought you meant Old Spice.
Well,
both of them. Make them fight.
It's great. I mean, any gender that you identify with, I think there's something there for you. It's so good. And also like the formula of the body wash is very good. It is a great product. You should just pick it up next time you're at Target. It's $7.
Cool.
Oh yeah. And who was that? Oh, I didn't have a person for that. That is great for your turn.
Anyone who bathes.
Anyone who bathes.
Anyone who, you know, wants to step up from that Dove body wash.
Yeah. I don't
know. Ooh, okay. Here's a great one for your finicky or neurotic or allergy prone partner, friend, family member. The Canopy humidifier with essential oils. So Canopy is another like internet product, I feel. It's a new startup. They're making humidifiers. And I was literally Googling humidifier you don't have to clean or like self-cleaning. I think I was like Googling self-cleaning humidifier. And it was like one of the first things that came up. And it's self-cleaning. Well, okay. Not completely self-cleaning, but basically it has a feature that it doesn't have water sitting in it. The fan will basically dry itself out. So the filter doesn't sit in water and collect mold, because mold is like one of the biggest things that makes your humidifier gross and then fucking distributes mold spores in the air. It's small. It'll fit on your nightstand, which is handy. A full tank goes like more than all night, and it has auto functions too. But the coolest thing is that there's an aroma diffuser. And I realize that this is not like a unique feature for humidifiers, but it's like a little ceramic stone you put on top of the fan portion, and then you drip essential oils onto the stone. Like, you don't put it in your humidifier, so you don't have to worry about cleaning it up. It just goes on the stone, and then when the air rushes over it, it like propels into the air. But they have eucalyptus, lavender, tea tree, all these spa fresh scents. And it's pretty quiet. It makes a nice white noise to sleep to. And yeah, it's just like a very elegant, non-offensive looking humidifier.
How much is it?
That's an excellent question, Tynan. I think it's $150.
It's just
like it's $150.
That's
yes.
like a really solid gift, actually.
It says up to 50% off with subscription. I'm not sure what you would subscribe to. Maybe the filters.
They send you one a month.
Yeah, they just send you a new humidifier. It breaks in a month. Oh, maybe filters. Yeah, so it's $150, which honestly is in the ballpark of humidifiers, especially ones that are a little bit more high tech and that clean themselves.
I'm gonna be honest with you, Sable. I don't know what a humidifier does,
dude. If you
do, if I,
it's a world of difference when you sleep with one, because
if I sleep with a humidifier on, will I stop having such a dry throat when
yes,
I wake up?
Okay. Exactly. That's why I have one, because I wake up with nosebleeds because the air is so dry.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And my throat feels just like a fucking husk.
Yeah.
Especially in the winter when the heat is on.
It's gotten really gnarly lately.
Yeah. So I have to have a humidifier in the wintertime.
I'm going to buy this Hello Kitty humidifier. Isn't that so good? Anytime I need an appliance, the first thing I do is just Google Hello Kitty and whatever appliance I need.
That is such good life advice.
Hello Kitty blender. Hello
I want
Kitty
the toaster.
I have the toaster.
Oh my God. Yeah. Or the waffle maker.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I just want Hello Kitty shaped food.
It toasts Hello Kitty's face into your toast.
Exactly.
It's so fucking good. It's like the best thing I own.
I fucking love that.
That's how I knew I had made it. It's when I had two moments of knowing I made it. It's when I bought a car and it had heated seats.
Ooh.
And when I bought myself a Hello Kitty toaster. And both of those purchases are like very on the opposite sides of the spectrum. Yeah.
Truly.
I really did that.
Yeah. I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much. I still have a toaster. I don't have the car anymore.
Well, someone's butt's very warm now.
Exactly. Is it me?
Yeah.
Okay. So I love this gift. And I was going to try to steer away from brands that we talk about every once in a while on the show, but I did not do that. But I don't care because it's our podcast. This candle is great for anyone in your life who identifies as the following: a witch, a priest,
ooh,
a gay person,
okay,
or a fan of Charmed.
Ooh.
It is it is the altar candle by Byredo.
Oh, that is like the mother of all candles.
It's this so is good. I mean, it like kind of truly is the
other than the huge diptyque like planter candles.
Yeah. And yeah, other I mean, and those have their time and place.
Yeah, but those are also incredibly expensive, and this is not as expensive.
So the altar candle has been haunting me.
Really?
Since it first came out. Oh my God.
Why?
Haunting my dreams. Because they first put it out at holiday. Mm-hmm.
I love the glass.
Yeah.
It's like the best part.
But it's not like the black Byredo jar that all the candles come in. This was like a skinny tall one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it said altar in red Byredo font in the shape of a cross. It was fucking everything. Yeah. It was so good. It's not that anymore. But I believe they brought it back maybe last holiday, and they're bringing it back again this holiday. I want them to make it limited edition. I'm sorry, wait. What am I saying? I want them to make it permanent. It has to be permanent. It's just so, like, I'm sorry. You don't even need to know how it smells. A candle called altar.
Yeah.
We're all a little bit sacrilegious. Mm-hmm. And this would go great in anyone's home. It's also a really bomb scent. All you need to know is that the top note is clove. And that's enough to sell me on it.
What's it meant to smell like? Like, what was the concept? Like, truly a wooden church altar?
I think what it's made to smell like is just, I mean, wherever altar takes you. To me, it's like a church.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Same. Something spiritual.
Something
sacred.
Sacred was the word I'm looking for. Thank you. To me, it's a must have. It's also one of those bougie, expensive candles that I always talk about hating, which I do. But this one, I will make an exception for. It is fantastic. Also, in my apartment right now, I am burning Byredo Treehouse, which I had them send to me in like 2015 because Taylor Swift said she had it. And I was like, please. And I will say that I really, really like the throw of Byredo candles because they're not going to choke you out and they burn very, very slowly.
They do.
So I think the holidays you can treat yourself or treat your loved ones. But, you know, this is not something I'd pick up like whenever. I wouldn't just buy any Byredo candle on a whim, but I would absolutely buy this. Because then you can keep the jar and fill it with your candle, your microwave nephew candles.
Your cheap ass microwavable candle.
That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah. No one has to know.
I don't even have to put my lip liners in here. I can just put another candle in it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
speaking of classy home scents, I feel like people always need to find gifts for these like random outskirt people on the outskirts of your circle. Maybe they're like people you've worked with. Maybe they're, I don't know, Secret Santa stuff, mm-hmm. like someone you don't know super well, but want to give them something nice that also shows what a classy bitch you are. And for that, I recommend fancy Japanese incense. Even if people don't like incense, they all love the fancy Japanese incense.
And getting gifts.
Yeah. A, because it looks super cool. The way they burn is a little different. I mean, I feel like most people, at least in the US, you know, when they hear incense, they think of like Nag Champa mm-hmm. and frat houses and stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah, they still have bad PR. But but incense is like a whole varied world out there. And I don't know. I'm always drawn to Japanese incense because I just love woody, smoky smells. I mean, even Muji has great incense.
Yes.
Hasami makes some of my favorites. And there's a Japanese brand you can find in a lot of Japanese grocery stores called Nippon Kodo. God, I better be fucking saying that right. And they have really, really affordable impulse purchase kinds. And then they have like super, super luxe, fancy, exclusive luxury ones too. And I actually remember getting a box of the aloeswood incense from them. I think actually from a Byredo event. I don't know why they were giving me Japanese incense, but they were, perhaps in promotion of their incense scent.
Byredo's not paying us, but they should be.
Right. I mean, that was just like a great little swag gift. It was a box of like 150 sticks. It was a big box.
Nice.
And it took me like a year or two to go through it. But I love that scent so much. It's a good gift. And
that's a really good gift.
Yeah.
There's also, to your point, I always have that one person in my life that I don't mm-hmm. really know super well, but yeah. I do want to get something for to yeah. show them I appreciate them.
Yeah.
This year, it's my barber because she's like the only person I've seen this entire year except you. And she fades me down to my brain. She is so good. So I'm like, I should get you something.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Treat your regulars.
Yeah.
What's the equivalent of like the employee to the regular? I don't know.
What?
You know, because like you can go to a cafe and be a regular, but like, oh, right. Who's like who's your favorite barista? Like give them something.
They're your people.
Your folks. Yeah.
I'm not going to coffee shop and this drives me crazy. I miss just like going to coffee
shops.
You can
go and get window service.
I know.
But like, yeah, sitting inside.
It's nice. Just a whole different vibe
right
now.
It was nice when it was kind of warm out and then you could do outside seating. It feels very European and al fresco.
Yeah, right. Although not buying like a few cold brews a week has been, you know, I'm not suddenly spending $80,000 a month.
Yeah.
You know,
my restaurant budget has not decreased from all the fucking coffees I'm buying. Shit. But also like I love my cafes and I kind of want to keep them in business.
Yeah,
and
shout out to Butler.
Yeah, I fucking love Butler. And my diet is like 70% their sausage rolls. Not even kidding. And their scones. So yeah, I want to like keep them in business. I want to keep giving them money.
Yeah.
And they can keep filling my arteries with butter. It's a win-win, honestly.
It's a win-win for everyone.
Yeah.
Next on my gift guide. Mm. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Is I think this is a sick gift for like really anyone, but if someone is not married to the fragrance they wear or interested in branching out, or just, I mean, if you don't know what kind of scent someone likes, but you know that scents are like in their orbit of things that they enjoy, this is a great gift for them. It is the Maison Margiela Replica Mini Discovery Kit. I know that we talk about Replica a lot on this show.
Discovery kits are such a good gift.
They're such a good gift. And also like, I am throwing them in because this is a brand that I genuinely love. I'm obsessed with their concept. I'm obsessed with like
their scents.
Their scents and the way that they developed scents around our collective memory and what scents mean to each of us individually. I think what they do is really beautiful. And it's rare that a brand as big as them, so widely available, does something that is so personal in a way that they do so well. So I'm not apologizing. and also, this is fantastic. It has, I can't count, 10 cents, 10 mini vials for $35. And
how big are the vials?
Like, not big. They're 0.07 ounces, 2 milliliters. They're like what you would probably get. They're probably a little bit
like
bigger.
Like sample size or a little bit bigger than sample size?
They're probably a tiny, tiny bit bigger than a normal sample size.
Okay.
You think.
Oh, okay,
it's like
okay,
a
okay.
thick sample.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
could wear this for probably cool. 2 weeks. Yeah, there's enough yeah. juice in here for a discovery set. And also 10 of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I would tell anyone to pick this up, quite honestly. I would tell you
bucks.
To pick this
wow.
up. For $35, I'm sorry. I know that's not like super inexpensive, but I feel like a lot of the listeners, if you don't know the brand or are interested, just pick this up if you can. The scents that they include are Jazz Club. It's very rummy. Beach Walk. Obsessed with it. I love beachy scents. At the Barbers. Very, very good. It's very metallic and fresh. By the Fireplace. We stan.
Love that.
Love it. Springtime at a Park. Floral. Flower Market.
Also floral.
Also floral. This is the one that they put out top of this year, correct? Yes.
Sure.
Yes. That is good. It smells like a fizzy flower. Sailing Day. Good. Under the Lemon Trees, I've actually never worn this. I've smelled it. I've not worn it. That's on the newer side. Whispers in the Library, also very good. Very akin to By the Fireplace, but not quite as sweet. I will say I'm obsessed with By the Fireplace, but it can be a little too much. This is a very nice pulled back version of that. It's great. The one thing I'm bitter about is they don't have Fun Fair Evening, which is probably my favorite one. It smells like
the lipstick one is my favorite.
Ooh, the lipstick one is good. Fun Fair Evening smells like burnt sugar on a human
music
night.
Music festival
is so fucking good. Mm-hmm. Coffee shop, I don't love coffee shop as much as I like need to. Anyways, you're not missing anything. This is really, really great. I might just
get it for yourself.
I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Treat
yourself.
I have one more, but I think I'm going to drop it so you can.
Okay. Do my last gift guide recommendation is for your grandma or grandpa or some benevolent relative that sends you like a $20 bill in a birthday card every year, but you're not maybe super close to them, or just your parents because you love them and they raised you and, you know, created you. A flower subscription. So this honestly depends locally where you live, but a lot of places will do subscriptions where they can send a bouquet of your choosing every month, every week, whatever cadence you desire. But how nice would it be to get fresh flowers on the regular and just have them like smell up your home? That would be so lovely.
Flowers are so good.
I know. I used to like going to the flower district and just picking up some blooms. And then I realized that like I'm definitely getting hosed because I would listen to the people around me wheeling and dealing. And I'm just like, can I have one stem of this dahlia, please? And they're like, $20. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, right.
It'd be nice to have fresh flowers in my house, but I'm not bougie enough for this lifestyle.
When I lived in Madison, I would wake up kind of late every Saturday morning after bartending all night and go to the farmer's market on the square. I would listen to Sweetener. I would get a nice coffee. I would stomp up to the square and buy myself a bouquet of flowers to keep around my house just because it was like,
it's nice,
the vibe. And yeah, it is so nice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, something's alive in here. See, I'm not fucking up. You know what I mean?
They think I'm fine.
Yeah, exactly.
They're thriving.
I love like bodega flowers. I love just walking by a huge shelf of, yep. I just think they're so romantic and fun.
Same.
Ugh, they're so cool.
The ones by me have like really good flowers too.
Yeah.
They're not fucking around.
Oh, but what I meant to say is that they would always die. And I know that like that's what happens. But when you don't put that like flower food, they don't stand a chance.
You gotta feed them.
I was like, I bought you 4 hours ago. Yeah. What is the deal? What are they like steroids?
You also don't know how long they've been sitting there.
That's true.
So yeah, you gotta give them the food.
God.
They're just starving at the bodega. Like, take me home and feed me.
Yeah, exactly. Please.
Okay. You want to drop your last one.
Yeah, it sucks.
Okay. Well, that is the Smell You Later gift guide for any sort of scent related gift you could potentially give. If you want to give us a gift.
If you want to give us a gift, leave us 5 stars.
Yes.
It actually does help. Leave us a little review.
Yeah. I'm told it helps. I'm not sure how because I don't know things, but I believe the people who say it helps. So
any sort of engagement on anything really helps, whether it's Instagram or this podcast.
This podcast.
Reviews, I mean.
Mostly this podcast. Yeah.
Anyway. And we do read the reviews and we're just happy that you guys are enjoying it with us. We love doing this, but
love doing it for the fuck of it, but like it's just nice to know.
It's nice to know what you like.
Even if you hated it, we'd still do it. We'd probably do it even more, actually.
Exactly. You can't get rid of us now.
Nope. It's too late.
We hope you have... Are we going to drop this Tuesday?
I guess we could.
Okay.
Yeah, it makes sense.
We have...
Is it December next? Fuck.
Yeah, it's like December 2nd next Tuesday.
I guess we got to do it then.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well, see you Tuesday.
Yep.
We hope you're having a nice holiday. Please, please, please be careful.
Please be safe. God bless y'all. Ugh, now I'm cutting that out.
We love you. Smell you later.
Glob bless you. Smell you later.